The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So today I want to talk about the peace deal and the extreme heat wave that has gripped the nation. So we're going to talk about two subjects today. The first subject we're going to talk about today is this ongoing process of this peace deal and peace process that, of course, many of you guys know the historical peace agreement that was made between President Donald Trump of the United States and United Arab Emirates last week. And this thing is a evolving situation that is taking place that we need to, that we definitely need to be watching. A new report from a Israeli affiliate said that Jared Kushner, who is the advisor and son-in-law to the U.S. president, recently addressed the peace agreement that he himself helped broker between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. According to the report, Kushner addressed Israeli reporters, stating that, quote, Israel has made a very generous proposal for the establishment of a Palestinian state. Again, this is a new report from Arutz Sheva, which is a Israeli affiliate. Kushner addressed Israeli reporters and stated that Israel has made a very generous proposal for the establishment of a Palestinian state. So what does that mean? It means that, again, all hands are on deck. There is a push for a quote-unquote Palestinian state. Now, the fear there is that through this push for this Palestinian state, it's going to divide Jerusalem. It's going to divide Israel. So again, as we said here, Kushner recently addressed this, and I'm going to give you a quote here. Quote, the president laid out his vision for peace in January this year, and this is the first map ever agreed to by one of the parties publicly put out in a peace negotiation. We got Israel to agree to negotiate on the basis of the process of division. I'm going to read this again in just a second. They agreed to the map and agreed to move forward on a Palestinian state. Again, I want to read this quote again. This is from Jared Kushner. Quote, the president laid out his vision for peace in January of this year, and this is the first map ever agreed to by one of the parties publicly put out in a peace negotiation. We got Israel to agree to negotiate on the basis of the process of division. Are you listening to that? They agreed to the map and agreed to move forward on a, quote, Palestinian state. Now, again, this was a major breakthrough that that changed the view of a lot of individuals in the region about Israel's seriousness to actually make concessions. I couldn't even read my own typing there. Make concessions to resolve this longstanding conflict, according to Kushner. Kushner went on to say that, quote, there is a generous offer of a state and an exchange of territories, and we offer the Palestinians a return to the table. The report goes on to say that Kushner was also asked how the U.S. would make certain that Israel does not unilaterally annex any territory. And Kushner responded with, quote, we built a very trusting relationship with Israel. President Trump is committed to holding them accountable to it, and Israel has agreed with us that they will not move forward without our consent. So this is very interesting news, guys. He went on to say that, quote, we do not plan to give our consent for some time, as right now the focus has to be on getting this new peace agreement implemented. We really want to get as much interchange between Israel and the United Arab Emirates as possible, and we really want Israel to focus on creating new relationships and new alliances. He went on to say that the land is land, or I'm sorry, that land is land that right now that Israel, quite frankly, controls. He went on to say, quote, it's Israel, it's Israelis who are living there. It's not going anywhere. There shouldn't be any urgency to apply Israeli law. So we believe that they will stick to their agreement. According to the report, many believe the recent peace treaty between Israel and the United Emirates. Now, this was actually, I'm going to correct something here. This is, I'm going to move on to another report. This is an article that we posted on End Time Headlines. Many believe that this recent peace treaty between Israel and the United Arab Emirates is heavily linked to Bible prophecy foretold in the Bible. Now, I agree. And I explained this in our last update we did on Friday. So if you didn't watch that, you need to go back and watch that. And I explained in scripturally how these are stepping stones, how anytime they say peace and safety, it's all there. It talks about it in Thessalonians. It talks about it in Zechariah 12. It talks about it in Joel chapter 3. You need to go back and watch that. But nevertheless, the claims are stemmed from recent announcements of this UAE and Israeli peace negotiation, which is known as been deemed as the quote Abraham Accord, and was announced on August the 13th and outlines Israel's plan to stop annexing Palestinian territories in the West Bank. As a result of this, many Bible prophecy teachers see this peace deal as a quote sign of biblical prophecy unfolding. In fact, one report claimed that this could all be leading up to what is known as the, quote, Gog and Magog Alliance. In case you didn't know, Gog and Magog appear in the Old Testament in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It talks about this alliance of nations that will eventually collaborate together. They will unite together. And they will come with one unified cause, and that is to wipe out the nation of Israel. You can read that in your own time, Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39. I personally believe that that war, prophetically speaking, is still a ways off based on the conditions that has to be met to bring about that prophecy to be fulfilled. Some teachers believe that Israel right now is dwelling in peace with unwalled cities. I don't believe that. In fact, there was a new report today where Israel's being attacked by Hamas, and they're warning that there could be a full-fledged outright war if they continue to attack Israel. So again, Israel's not dwelling in peace. They're not dwelling in unwalled cities. And the prophet Ezekiel stated in the prophecies of Gog Magog, Ezekiel 38-39, that when this war takes place, this prophetic war, when it unfolds, it's going to happen during a time when Israel will be dwelling in unwalled cities in peace. And somehow the Lord will put a hook in the jaw of these nations, and he will pull them down, and then they will attack. And Russia is involved in that. Okay, so, but nevertheless, many Bible prophecy teachers believe that this is all, again, stepping stones or pieces of the puzzle that's coming together, leading up or initiating this to eventually take place. All right, so I want to skip over a lot of this. Now, I want to talk about a whole different, so this is what's happening in the Mideast, guys. So we need to keep watching this. Remember, we talked about this on Friday before we close out on this, on our first half of this segment, and then we're going to move into our second half. Let me close with this part on the first segment. Last Friday, you need to go back and watch that segment. I gave you direct quotes from Donald Trump, direct quotes from the White House, and that whole team. The Secretary of Defense came out. Secretary of State, and all these individuals have said that they believe that this is the beginning of many treaties. Let me say that again, the beginning of many peace treaties, peace negotiations, covenants, Okay, so that's why I said this is not the Daniel 9:27 treaty, but I believe it's the beginning. I believe it's the one of many that's leading up to Daniel 9:27. Okay, I had someone come to me and said, "Oh, well, Kushner said that this was a 7-year treaty." No, there's listen, guys. I researched that. I searched for it. There's nowhere out there that says that. Okay, so this, you know. I know people want to make Trump the Antichrist. They want to make Kushner the Antichrist. But you can't twist and force prophecy to make it something that it's not. Okay? So, again, this is not Daniel 9:27, but it is prophetic stepping stones leading to it. Now, I want to get to another subject that I think is interesting. And that is the situation that we've got with this extreme heat. Now, I know before we get into this, individuals are going to say, "Well, Brother Ricky, it's August. Of course we're going to have heat waves. Of course we're going to have extreme heat." Well, let me bring out a commentary from Michael Snyder. I want to kind of pull out from what he wrote on here in his blog, because I like what he said in here and some points that he made. And he put a lot of resources in here from some events that took place. And let's just see what this is. Let's just get into this and you can form your own opinion on this. "Every summer is hot and every summer there is heat waves, but we are witnessing in 2020 what is rewriting all the rules and is breaking records. There is a blistering heat wave that is unmercifully spread across the Southwest, and record after record is being broken. In a year when we have a seemingly endless series of things going wrong, we definitely don't need a, quote, historic heat wave to hit us." This is, again, according to Michael Snyder. "And as a result of this, it's being reported that the record-setting heat is expected to last throughout the week. And as many as 52 million people remain under heat alerts in the West on Monday." So that was yesterday, where some could see temperatures between 110 and 130 degrees. "The heat is expected to last throughout the week and possibly setting more than 100 new daily record highs." So again, it's not uncommon to have heat waves. It's not uncommon to have extreme heat. But what is extraordinary is when it's year after year, it keeps breaking records. It keeps shattering records. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Listen to this. "A high temperature of 100 degrees is really hot. A high temperature of 110 degrees is dangerously hot. And a high temperature of 120 degrees is catastrophically hot, but a high temperature of 130 is not supposed to happen. But it just took place on Sunday. The high temperature in Death Valley reached a staggering 130 degrees, a temperature of 130 degrees Fahrenheit recorded in California's Death Valley on Sunday by the U.S. National Weather Service, could actually turn out to be the hottest ever measured with modern instruments, according to officials. The reading was registered at 3:41 p.m. at the Furnace Creek Visitor Center in the Death Valley National Park by automated observation system, an electronic thermometer inside a box in the shade. However, prior to Sunday, modern instruments had never measured a temperature that high anywhere in the world. Are you listening to me? The old all-time global record of 134 degrees has stood since 1913. But the validity of this record has been heavily disputed. In 1913, to give you a little history here, a weather station half an hour walk away recorded what officially remains the world record of 134 degrees Fahrenheit. But its validity has been disputed for a number of reasons. Regional weather stations all the time didn't report an exceptional heat wave, and there were questions around the researchers' competence. In any effort, everyone can agree what we're seeing is historic. So that record in 1913 may have just been broken. We're still waiting for official reports on this. In one day, there was a daily record high temperature in Sacramento. In downtown Sacramento, a new record was set with a high temperature of 111 degrees on Saturday. And then Palm Springs smashed a daily record on Friday, where it reached a staggering 120 degrees, which broke the record that previously held of 117 degrees. And as a result of this, guys, it has put a huge strain on the electrical power system. The power system in California is buckling. Authorities announced the first rolling blackouts in the state since 2001. I'm going to say that again. Officials just announced the first rolling blackouts, mandatory blackouts, in the state of California since 2001. As California struggles to rebound from the coronavirus pandemic, wilting heat and wildfires, it's facing another dangerous crisis, which is blackouts. Again, California energy officials announced the first rolling blackouts in the state since 2001 and warned that the state was bracing for what could be the largest power outage that it has ever seen. This was yesterday, guys. The officials warned yesterday that California could face the largest power outage that the state has ever seen. So this is not, you know, when skeptics say, oh, well, this happens every year. No, we're talking about historical stuff here, guys. Unprecedented things happening. And Michael Snyder goes on in his blog here. He talks about in Phoenix, there was records being broken. And in the Southwest, there's been an alarming pattern that's emerged at the with droughts that are emerging, a drought system and a pattern that's developing in the Southwest. So as a result of this, we're seeing crops damage. We're seeing animals being affected by this. We're seeing power outages affected this. The elderly is being affected by this. We're seeing weird insects emerging. Just today, we reported out of New Jersey, there was, I think it was 8 counties that was put on quarantine. They were quarantining residents in 8 counties, not because of the coronavirus, but because of an invasive insect that's typically found in China and North Korea that has been known to cause and destroy crops, over 70 different types of plants. So there's somebody say weird things are happening around the world, around the nation, and all this. And I want to close this segment by, again, with this warning that I talked about on Friday. Let me see if I can pull this up, because I want to reiterate something that I talked about on Friday. In 1 Thessalonians 5:3, the Apostle Paul warned the church of Thessalonica. He said, watch out, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Now, again, I believe that scripture, with the primary interpretation of it, alludes to Daniel 9:27 and the peace agreement there of 7 years and the covenant of 7 years that Israel's involved. And I believe I believe the sudden destruction could absolutely be tied with Ezekiel 38, 39, Gog and Magog. Because that's when they say peace and safety, that's when they're going to go into, that's when they'll lower their guard. That's when they'll lower their walls. That's when they'll go into a time of peace. And then when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. So you have a primary interpretation, and then you have a secondary interpretation, okay? And I believe many times what we see primary prophetically happening can happen on a secondary interpretation. I know this gets a little confusing. Let me explain what I mean. again, the primary fulfillment of that will happen when Daniel 9:27 takes place. But the fact that when you have nation, when you have the leaders of nations uttering the words peace and safety, I believe scripturally and prophetically speaking, that is going to release sudden destruction. Why? Because Satan knows his time is short. Listen to me, guys. Satan knows Bible prophecy. He knows there's a seven-year peace treaty coming. He knows Daniel 9:27. He knows about the Antichrist. He knows about the false prophet. He knows about invading the Temple Mount and setting himself up as God. He knows all these things. What he doesn't know is when God, who is the boss and who calls the shots, who is almighty, omnipotent, all-knowing, and all-controlling, Satan does not know when God is going to allow him to begin to fulfill what we have read and what we have studied for over 2,000 years now. And having said that, Satan, who knows in part, will act in part. So when he hears the lips of leaders of the nations uttering the words peace and safety, and Israel's directly involved, I'm telling you guys, all hell is paying attention, and it is going to unleash what I believe is spiritual warfare upon not just America, but upon the world like we've not seen in quite some time. So I said, remember last Friday, if you go back and pull it up, I said, watch Israel. Specifically watch Israel, because the enemy will heighten his intensity against them. He will heighten attacks against them. And it just came over the wire today that the Israeli Defense Forces are now warning that war may be imminent with Hamas because they keep provoking them. So again, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So the enemy is the puppet master pulling the strings. So again, I believe these natural disasters, these wars and rumors of wars, everything you read about in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, remember, Jesus compared these to birth pangs or sorrows. And then Paul used the same phrase in 1 Thessalonians when he said, as birth pangs in a woman, he said, sudden destruction shall come upon them as birth pangs travailing in a woman. So I don't believe that's a coincidence. So here's, you say, well, what are you trying to say, preacher? Here's what I'm trying to say. Buckle up. If you think 2020 was crazy and weird and unpredictable in the first 6 months, I believe that we're just getting started, because we're getting ready to go into September, October, November, and December. And we're getting ready to head into Teshuvah, the season of repentance. This is a space of time that God gives us as a reprieve for the people of the world, for the not just America, but the world, to begin to cry out to him and repentance, that we may be found to have mercy with the Lord, and that he could turn things around. Come on, somebody. First Chronicles 7:14. And then we have, not only do we have that, but we're on the Jewish Hebraic calendar, they enter into the new year in September, not January. So we are on the precipice of heading into the new year on the Hebrew calendar. So guys, we're going to be right here on the front lines of this thing. We're getting ready. We'll get you into Teshuvah. We'll talk about that. We're going to preach segments on that. We do that every year. We're going to do prayer segments. We're going to try to lead as many that would be willing to join us in a time of repentance, a time of crying out and pleading with the Lord God Almighty that he would have mercy upon us and that that things, and I understand, I know I've had so many people message me an email and they said, and asking me to expound on Brother Dana Coverstone's recent dreams, and I'll probably do that. So that's going to be on deck. We got another message on deck. We've got about 5 segments on our podcast that we need to get out. This is, so we're probably we're going to be back on here on Thursday, probably on Friday. We're going to try to squeeze as many as we can in this week. And then we've got a lot of things on deck. So we wanted to get you guys up to date on what's going on with the Mideast, with this peace deal, with what Kushner just came out and said, where this is all leading prophetically, and this historic heat wave that's gripping the nation as well, that's shattering records. Some of these are over 100 years old. So this is phenomenal things that are taking place that we wanted to get you up to par with that's going on around the world. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's going to be our main website. That's going to be our landing page. Guys, listen, first of all, I'm going to give you some information, then I'm going to pray with you real quick. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Also, if you've not yet downloaded our free ETH app, please do that. You can find it on Apple iTunes. You can find it on Google, on the Google Play Store. It's absolutely free. Again, there's no cost to you. Just download it. Type in End Time Headlines. You can download that official app, and it's free. Once you download that, you get that into your hands, you're going to be able to keep up with everything our ministry does, all the news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to be able to keep up with our podcast, our YouTube messages. Everything is there for your convenience. And as always, guys, if you've been blessed by this ministry, blessed, you've been informed, you've been edified, and you've been equipped on a weekly basis, we always want to give you the opportunity. If you've not yet sown into this ministry or partnered with us, you have the opportunity to do that right now. Whatever the Lord puts upon your heart. Again, we do not manipulate people. We're not going to demand you do this or it's all in your heart. It's between you and the Lord. Again, I believe if a ministry is a blessing to people, if they're equipping people, informing people, they're transforming lives, they're a source of blessing, I believe you do not have to beg people to support them, because I believe they're going to, I know for me, speaking of myself, there is ministries that I support and no one has to twist my arm. It's because I'm blessed by them, I'm encouraged by them, and I'm equipped by them. So that's what we're asking today, is you do the same. And you could do that by going to the app, clicking down at the bottom, all the way to the right of the app, on the very bottom of the app, there's a place, it says donate. Click on that. It's going to take you to a page electronically where you can either give a one-time gift or you can become a monthly partner. It'll walk you through how to do that. Also, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that right there on your screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. And again, as always, guys, we appreciate your support to this ministry and helping us remain strong year after year. And you know who you are, and we love you, and we appreciate you. Thank you for the letters of encouragement, the prayers, everything that you guys do for us to help us continue to do what we're doing. All right, so right now, guys, if there's anybody watching this broadcast, you're listening to this, and you're not right with the Lord, I want to pray with you real quick. Whether you've never met the Lord, you don't have a relationship with Him, or you've known the Lord and you backslid, come on, right now, I want you to pray with me right now and get right with God, because time is running out. Time is of the essence. Today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow, today. We're not promised. I can't promise what's going to happen to you tomorrow. You could die in your sleep. You could die in a car accident tomorrow. Something crazy could happen, and you slip into eternity, and you never know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'd be separated from the Lord Jesus Christ throughout eternity. We do not want that, and I will refuse to let your blood be upon my hands. So right now, Father, I pray for every individual under the sound of my voice, those that are watching today that never have made a relationship with you. They've never accepted you as their Lord and Savior. And I pray for those that are watching that has once had a relationship with you and they backslid. They're not right with you. They're away from you. They veered and they've strayed away from your covenant, away from your presence. I pray for them right now. And I ask that the Holy Spirit, Lord, I can't do this. I'm only a vessel and an instrument that speaks forth your word. But you, by the Holy Spirit, can go through that camera, through that phone, through that laptop, through that tablet, into that office, into that living room, into that car, wherever they're watching this, wherever they're listening to this today. Lord, you can convict their hearts and draw them unto you. You said if we lift you up, you would draw all men into you. We lift up the name of the Lord Jesus today. And Father, you said that no man can come to the Father lest he come through the Lord Jesus Christ, lest they come through you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come into the Father lest he come through the Son. And we ask that the Holy Spirit would draw him in right now. Draw him in. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening right now, if you'll simply repent of your sins, confess your sins to him. The Bible says in the book of Romans, if you'll confess your sins, if you'll believe, if you'll confess with your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the grave and believe in your heart, and if you'll believe that in your heart, then the Bible says you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So we believe today that someone either got right with the Lord or they came back to the Lord today. And we just give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. And now, listen, I want you to do something. If that's you, if this is your first time you ever got right with the Lord, the first time you ever came to a relationship with God, there's a couple things you need to do. Number one, get you a Bible, begin to read the Gospels of the New Testament. Why not the Old Testament? Because I want you to start out in the New Testament and learn the attributes and the character of who Jesus was. Get to know him on an intimate level. Get to know how he is, his love, his characteristics, his attributes, the whole fullness of the gospel, and then go and read the Old Testament. But begin, get your Bible, begin to read it, and begin to soak up and let God speak to you. Number two, find a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled church that operates in the truth of the Word of God. And if you don't have one, we welcome you to the family. I want to help lead you and direct you the best that I can and be there for you to equip you and edify you and encourage you the best that I can. And I pray that our ministry has a part in rooting you and grounding you in him, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and in his word. And we would be honored to do that. But nevertheless, please do that. Find your group of individuals, whether in person, online, because the Bible says that we need iron sharpens iron. We need each other. The Bible talks about do not forsaking yourself, the assembling of yourselves together with other believers. You've got to come together in his name, be unified in his name, because there's power in the body of Christ, and we want you to be equipped. We want you to be rooted, grounded, and edified in all the way possible. So again, this has been End Time Headlines. We're signing off today. We love you guys. God bless you. May the Lord's countenance shine upon you. May his favor be upon you. May he protect you and keep you in all of his ways. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Amen.